Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Now that your professional author site is coming together and looking good, let's talk about a simple yet powerful way to let people follow what you post on your self-hosted WordPress site. It's called RSS, which stands for Really Simple Syndication. And it's a way for people who like what you post to get automatic updates when you post something new on your blog. If you use WordPress.com a lot, it's easy to envision what RSS is and what it does, because the WordPress reader is very similar in function. You click the follow button on someone's blog, and any new posts they make are displayed in your WordPress reader. So if you're following several blogs, each update from each of those blogs is displayed in the reader, so you can see at a glance what's new. It saves you from going around to each of those blogs, one at a time, to search out fresh content. That would be very time-consuming, and simply not possible if you follow a lot of blogs. Now, WordPress has a good system, but there are limitations. For example, the WordPress reader only works with WordPress blogs. And as far-reaching as the WordPress universe is, there's a lot more content out there on other platforms that you may want to keep up with. And what if someone has a self-hosted site? I admit that it can get a little lonely in the self-hosted world sometimes, because you may not get the same level of traffic you're used to. But RSS provides a good solution. Visitors to your site can subscribe to your RSS feed and be notified instantly when you come out with your latest article, or podcast episode, or teaser excerpt. With RSS, people can get news about you, press releases, author events, or anything that's updated and can be distributed in the form of fresh content from a variety of different websites all in one place, without having to go around and look at each one all the time. So how do they do this? Well, your followers will be using their favorite RSS readers, designed specifically to read an RSS feed and display it in a variety of ways to the person reading. And there are quite a few RSS readers out there. Feedly, Dig Reader, and The Old Reader are a few of the names that top most lists of good RSS readers. But I've included a link to an article in the resources section of this episode if you'd like to read that for some recommendations for good readers. The benefit for you is that all you have to do is entice people to sign up for your RSS feed, and really nothing else, because the rest is taken care of for you. Here's something you can do right now to see what's happening behind the scenes. Let's use your free blog as an example. Go to your blog's homepage, then add a /feed to the URL, to the web address. So it would look like yourblogname.wordpress.com/feed. And you'll see a list of your latest posts that was generated by WordPress in the format that RSS readers can display. So that would be similar to what your followers would see, except maybe there would be posts or articles from other sources mixed in. But it would all be stuff that they're interested in getting updates on. And if you've already posted some content on your new self-hosted blog, you can do the exact same thing there by adding /feed to your self-hosted blog's URL. But what I want to reiterate, and this is the great thing, is that WordPress software does this all for you. So how do you get people to sign up to follow your feed? Just place the link for your RSS feed, which we just talked about, on all of your pages, on your sidebar and after every post. You can even take the orange RSS icon and place that on your sidebar or header of your page so that it catches the eye. And when your visitors click on it, they're taken right to your feed where they can subscribe to it. What's so great about RSS? Well, when people see that fresh content exists on your site, they're much more likely to click over to your site and explore and read more. And that's exactly what we want, right? The more traffic you can get to your site means the more books you'll sell, the more mailing list subscribers you'll gain, and the more word of mouth will spread. It's like a vicious circle, but in a good way. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to answer all your questions about your blog and get everything set up the way you want. For more information on coaching, go to dreamplaywrite.com/coaching. And thanks for listening today. Remember, DreamPlayWrite is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.